Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to be talking about educating yourself and how important it is every single day and how you should be educating yourself. Some examples of my favorite sources for education, specifically for internet marketing, e-commerce, high ticket dropshipping, and all sorts of good stuff. And of course, just basic marketing skills as well. And then I'm going to be talking about how to actually learn better. There's some really key things you need to do to actually remember the information that you learn. And so it's really important that you do those. And of course, the best way to take what you learn and actually do something with that. So obviously, you can learn everything in the world, but if you don't take action, what's the point of learning it, right? Especially when it comes to a trade. So let's get into it. So the first thing that you should really do to educate yourself is start reading books. So, you know, who likes reading books, right? Because today everybody watches videos and stuff like that. But the truth is that there is so much knowledge packed into books, and it's kind of organized in a way that usually the way books are written is kind of a story format that has a parable that leads into a teaching of some sort, you know, a moral to the story, or some sort of just an underlying, thing you should be doing, and kind of an example of that. A lot of books are written with case studies and things like that. And so one of the great things about reading books is that, number one, it's going to fire you up about whatever that you're doing. It's going to get you excited about it because it's going to show you that other people are doing it and it's working. So you have to be really into reading in order to get something out of a book. And the best way to get into reading is just to read. Now, for me, I don't usually read fiction. I read nonfiction. I read, marketing books, business books, things like that. But the cool thing about marketing books and business books is a lot of time they tell, like I said, stories. And those stories can kind of feel like fiction, even though they're probably not fiction, right? Obviously, they're real. But they kind of are told in a way that makes you feel like you're reading a fiction book, which means you're reading a good story. And reading stories, people love stories. And so just think about that. You know, whenever you read a good book, you're going to be reading a story, and you're also going to be reading a learning material of some sort to teach you. So the reason I like books more than anything else really is that at the end of the day, you're training your mind to critically think about things. You learn in a different way than if you just watch videos or listen to podcasts or listen to other things, which I'm going to get into that now. But you learn differently, and it's really, really important that you learn how to read as much as possible, because reading skills are kind of the foundation of everything you're going to be able to be successful with. You're not going to be able to be successful with much in life unless you can read and read a lot. So get used to reading, guys. Make that the number one thing you do every single day. The best thing about reading is that you can do it anytime, anywhere, almost, besides driving and stuff like that. And that's why, of course, people listen to podcasts, is because, you know, you have to drive, you're on a commute and stuff like that. You can't really just read. So listen to an audiobook, right? That kind of thing. If you can't read a book. But don't substitute audiobooks for reading if you can read. If you're in a situation where you can read, read. Because it trains your eyes, and you learn in a different way. And so I can't really stress that enough, but books are the best place to educate yourself. Number one. Number two, like I was saying, are the audiobook version of books. So audiobooks are great because you're going to be getting the same information that you would have gotten if you read the book in a different way. So have you ever looked online at like different ways to learn and the best ways to learn and stuff like that, you'll see how like reading and listening are kind of near the bottom. And it goes up from there, you know, watching and stuff like that. And it goes into writing, like actually taking notes, that kind of stuff, which I'm going to get into later as well. And then doing of it, and then actually teaching it, that kind of thing, networking, talking with other people about it, which I'm going to get to in this episode as well. But I'm starting here because this is really important. If you actually listen to an audiobook while you read the same book, it's kind of cool. Something interesting happens. It sort of reinforces the information in your mind. So while you're reading a book, if you can listen to the audio version of it while you read it and read along with the audio version, it's kind of cool. It keeps you going. But practice silent reading. Silent reading is awesome. And it activates something in your brain that is really, really important to your basic skill set when it comes to focus and attention. If you can focus on reading a book, not getting distracted going to social media, not getting distracted with messaging your friends, but focus on reading a book for a long period of time, it really helps you in the rest of your life with focus. And a lot of people are unsuccessful with online business because you need a lot of focus. You need to be able to spend hours and hours and hours doing the stuff and not getting distracted with it. So if you can't focus, you're not going to be successful. So reading the book is a great way to train your mind to be able to focus on one thing at a time until it's done. Audiobooks are wonderful. And so if you're driving in a car, if you're riding your bicycle, if you are working out at the gym and you're super fired up and you know you want to build a passive income business on the internet because you want this lifestyle, to be able to travel, go to Bali, go to Thailand, go to Europe whenever you want to. You don't want to have to worry about money all the time. You want to be financially free. You want to be able to travel and hop around and stuff like that. See the world, and you want to have an income while you do it. You don't want to just be broke. That sucks, right? So you definitely need to focus on cutting out BS distractions. What I mean by that is like commercials, radio stations, things like that. Too much music. If you listen to music, that's fine, and I listen to music a lot to relax. But the problem with music is that you're not really learning a whole lot. So focus on reading and listening to audiobooks. Audiobooks are wonderful because you'll be hearing the same information as you read. Can't stress that enough as well. The best way to listen to audiobooks is definitely while you're doing something else. And so, like, for me, my favorite way to learn things is to be doing some sort of a motor function, like riding a bicycle or driving a car or something like that, or working out at the gym while I listen to an audiobook. So if I listen to an audiobook and I'm not doing anything else, my mind kind of goes crazy because that motor function part of me needs to do something. I need to, like, fill that part of my brain. So try to be doing something with the motor function while you do that. Now, the other great thing to do is listen to podcasts. Podcasts are wonderful because just like an audiobook, you're listening to somebody talk, and usually it's a dynamic thing, so it's a conversation between two people, or it's a monologue like this. And podcasts are wonderful because you're kind of like a fly on the wall in a conversation, or you're just listening to somebody as if you were having a phone conversation with them. And so you can be listening to podcasts in the same way while you're doing motor functions, stuff like that. Podcasts are a little bit more easier to listen to when you're not doing motor functions than if you were listening to it while you are. So great thing to do. And there's a ton of awesome podcasts out there, which I'll get into some of those in a little while here. But podcasts are wonderful. Business podcasts, marketing podcasts, anything to do with online business, internet marketing. Just type keywords into the iTunes store or whatever you get your podcasts, and you'll find a bunch of different ones. And just start listening to them. And you can gain a lot of knowledge and understanding from other people out there. So it's really cool. Another great place to learn anything you want to is YouTube. YouTube is a platform where people can go on there, make a video for free, upload it for free. And it's basically a free platform to voice your opinion about anything or teach people or entertain or whatever you want to do there. So go to YouTube and type in the keywords, things you want to learn. And you'll definitely learn a lot. There's a lot of great people making awesome content every single day. You'll learn tons of good stuff. Once you have a basic foundation of books, audiobooks, podcasts, and YouTube videos, the next thing I recommend doing is signing up for some online courses and actually taking them. Now, the key with online courses is that you have to sign up for ones that are actually good. And also, when you take them, you have to take notes. There's not really much of a point of doing an online course and not taking notes to it. And then the course should actually teach you to do something, get from point A to point B. So you should be actually doing the thing they tell you to do while they do it. That's the key. An example of a great course is the one I created, the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. And in that course, what I do is I teach people about niche selection and I show you how to do it. So if you're taking my course and you're not actually doing the work while you do it, you're just watching it, you're not going to learn as much. Obviously, what I want you to do is to actually go out and do exactly what I'm doing in the course and show you how to do while I show you how to do it. And then, take action after you watch the videos even more and take notes while you do it, obviously, because then you'll be able to repeat what you did. Your memory works in a funny way where you can easily draw memories back from videos you watched, but only if you have notes to draw from. If you have a bullet point list of the things that I talked about in that video, And then you go through that bullet point list so you can do it over and over and over again. It's a lot easier to do it over and over and over again just because your mind has sort of a reference point, because it stores memories into the long-term memory banks in your brain, and it's not so easily accessible unless there's a reference point. So your notes are your reference point to those long-term memory banks. So you'll easily be able to find those little things just with those notes. So our memory is an amazing thing. Our brains work incredibly well. It's like a giant spreadsheet database of everything you've learned and experienced in life. So notes are your kind of your table of contents for your long-term memory bank. Just keep that in mind. So you always want to have a table of contents for your brain. The next thing is, after you have watched some online courses, you've taken some action, learned some good stuff, go and network in your industry. There's no better place to find good knowledge than other people's brains who have actually done and experienced the things that you want to do and experience. And also, learning from other people as opposed to just learning from them through the internet or a video or something like that is much more powerful to your mind, to your ability to actually believe that what it is that you're going to learn works. So that's why you want to network, because when you learn from somebody in person, it's much more powerful and it actually gets you to take action and actually believe that something works. So if it's like a big life-changing thing, like let's say you work in a day job, you're making some good money, but you know you don't have any time left and you really want to start a high-ticket dropshipping store because you've seen a lot of training on it, so you listen to this podcast. Well, if you actually go and meet up with somebody out there in a conference per se, or you just go onto a Facebook group, network a bit and go meet up with somebody for lunch who's doing it already, and then talk to them about it and make friends and stuff like that and stay in touch, it's much more likely you're actually going to do it and you're actually going to find success with it, because now you're actually hanging out with somebody in person who is doing it successfully. So great places to network online are Facebook groups in whatever industry or niche you want to get into, specifically high-ticket dropshipping. We have a Facebook group, E-Commerce Paradise High-Ticket Dropshipping Community. You can join that. Just type that into Facebook search bar, high-ticket dropshipping. You should find it there. And so within that group, we have tons of people doing high-ticket dropshipping. You can private message them and say, hey, like, you're in my city, why don't we meet up, that kind of a thing. And meetups are really cool ways to learn new things and also forge new friendships and to learn more intensely what actually works out there. Another thing you can do is go to conferences. Conferences are wonderful. I go to conferences a few times a year, really big ones usually, and some smaller ones. And so the reason why is because you can learn a lot from them, because the speakers are usually much more experienced in the industry and have taken huge action and have huge success. And also the people that are around you and sitting beside you are probably somewhere around your level. So you can actually network with those people a lot and get to know them. And when you go to a conference, just get used to like getting out of your comfort zone and saying hi to people you've never met before. Just asking them about themselves. Don't focus too much on yourself. Of course, nobody wants to talk to somebody who just talks about themselves. You want to ask people questions about what they're doing and just let the conversation flow freely. And if they happen to ask about you, then you can explain. But don't talk too much about yourself. Just talk about yourself enough and then evolve that conversation. And then, of course, no matter what, always get their contact info. Usually I just start with Facebook because Facebook is the best place for networking. If it happens to be outside of Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever it happens to be, get that as well. The next thing is, when you sign up for some online courses, some of them actually offer retreats. Retreats are really cool, and retreats are just kind of a way to take a vacation and also do a conference at the same time and networking. So if you're going to go on vacation anyways, let's say you want to go to Mexico or something like that, might as well look for a retreat from an online course or something like that that is already going to Mexico or Bali or Europe or whatever. So retreats are a cool way to do it. They do cost some money, obviously, but if you're going to take a vacation, you might as well do it and get excited and meet some cool people while you're at it and forge some really good friendships. There's no better way to forge an even deeper relationship with somebody than to actually go and experience excursions with them, survive those excursions and talk about it and have a great time. And there you go, friends for life, right? So that's great. So that's most of the things that you can do to educate yourself today. Some of the obvious ones that I didn't talk about were like going to school, going to like classic college and stuff like that. I don't talk about that too much because these days you don't really need to in order to learn online business, just because, number one, online business isn't really taught in college that much. They usually teach old style subjects, you know, like basic business, basic marketing, things that, you know, and they draw from textbooks that were written, you know, 50 years ago and barely updated. So, you know, that's not always the case, but generally speaking, it is. There probably are now some courses available that are a bit more geared towards the new way of doing business online, but not too many. And so if you are young and you fit the mold of you know, somebody who is just super motivated, definitely going to your local community college is not a bad idea, because community college is actually pretty affordable. And the cool thing about it is that you can often get financial aid. And since it's so affordable, the financial aid oftentimes will cover the entire cost of your tuition. So in my case, as an example, I went to Los Angeles City College and Los Angeles Valley College and Los Angeles Pierce College, three community colleges in LA that were near me. And I took every business course I possibly could from those colleges, you know, business 101, marketing 101, management, sales, accounting. I took a course on import-export. I took international business. And, you know, I took a couple other ones that were kind of outside of business, but sort of relevant still, like photography and architecture, I think I took one time. Yeah. So regardless of all that, but the business courses were really key, because when you're first getting started with this stuff, you might not understand business all the way. You might not understand the basic underlying foundational teachings of marketing. Like, you've got to know what the four P's are, you've got to know what a SWOT analysis is, you got to be able to do all this kind of stuff so that you can get into the core of business, which is storytelling, and also, you know, market research and stuff like that, and understanding keyword research, understanding SEO. And the only way you're going to understand keyword research and SEO and e-commerce, you know, and retail and marketing, is to go back and learn the foundations of marketing, the foundations of business. You're not really going to know how to start a business at all unless you learn the foundations of business. In a business course, they'll teach you how to make a business plan. And business plans are really key. I update my business plan constantly every time I go, like, you know, every month I update my business plan. What am I doing this month? What's the most important thing? Here's what to focus on. Every single day I you know, make a list of the most important things to work on in my business. And now I have a team of 10 plus, you know, VAs that are assisting me build these businesses. So that's what I'm doing. And you should think about doing something similar, you know, have a business plan laid out, what you want to do generally speaking, and update it every single month to, you know, how your business is changing, where the money's coming in from, you know, like, and adapt to build those core aspects of your business that are actually bringing in the most money, because that's the best product market fit, right? So that makes sense. So let's talk about some examples. I love reading books. Some of the biggest, most amazing books in my life that I first started with were books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and by Robert Kiyosaki. And there was a book called 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. There's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. And there's a lot of marketing specific books. If you read anything by Seth Godin, like Purple Cow, Permission Marketing, The Dip, or what's some other good ones? Tribes is a good one. Those will really open your mind to people out there that are doing amazing things and how to make things amazing. So Seth Godin's an amazing author. There's tons more, and I'm gonna be writing an article on my blog pretty soon on all the best marketing books. Lately, specifically, the biggest the books that have had the biggest impact in my life were books like E-Commerce Evolved and Dot-Com Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Launch by Jeff Walker. Yeah, Russell Brunson's Dot-Com Secrets and his Expert Secrets books are amazing. And once you dive into those, he has tons of other old-school marketing book recommendations which you can dive into, like anything by Dan Kennedy, which was one of his mentors in internet marketing back in the day, and before the internet, just, you know, direct marketing and stuff like that. And yeah, so you should definitely learn direct marketing skills. That's one of the best assets you'll ever have in your life, because essentially that's what we're doing with e-commerce, is direct marketing in a very unique way. So learn direct marketing, just how it works and everything like that. And Dot-Com Secrets is basically Russell taking the old school direct marketing methods, you know, of like direct mail, TV advertisement, radio advertisement, newspaper advertisement, magazine, stuff like that, and sending people direct mail sales letters and stuff like that, and taking orders via order forms and over the phone, and evolving that into the internet and all the different internet channels that we have now, like YouTube and podcasts and blogs, and you know, social media, things like that, and then using a internet-based sales letter or sales funnel, and then taking orders with credit cards or PayPal, and then delivering it via the internet. So everything can happen much faster, and everything can happen instantaneously, and the person gets the deliverable instantaneously, and you can run big webinars instead of having to do seminars. You can do webinars or it used to be a teleseminar back in the day, now it's a webinar, and you can make all sorts of sales that way. You can make sales videos instead of having to sell in person, door to door, that kind of stuff. So the new way of internet marketing is amazing, and that is a great book to explain how it all works to you. Some YouTube channels I really like. Well, I have a YouTube channel, E-commerce Paradise Academy, so check that out. Lots of good videos on there. Back in the day, I used to watch a lot of dropship lifestyle videos. I used to watch a lot of, I think Seth Godin has some really good stuff out there. And, dot-com secrets. Russell Brunson has ClickFunnels, which has a great YouTube channel. If you just type dropshipping into YouTube, what you'll find a lot of is the people that do like AliExpress dropshipping with Facebook ads, a whole different model. It's low ticket. But you will find some high ticket stuff. And there are other people that create videos about high ticket dropshipping. So definitely watch those because some of them have some good value in them. Don't get distracted too much because YouTube, oftentimes what people are doing is putting them videos up as lead generators to their sales funnels, and so you'll get distracted by clicking through and getting their free stuff, and then they're going to try to sell you stuff. And you should be picky about who you choose to buy from. You make sure they have plenty of testimonials and case studies and things like that, so that that they're actually teaching something that is worthy. YouTube is still a great place to learn anything you want to learn on there. You want to learn a new language, you can learn any kind of a trade or hobby. YouTube is a great place to learn that. Podcasts are awesome. There's tons of great podcasts I listen to. I like to travel a lot and do business, so I like Tropical MBA. That's a really cool podcast. Tim Ferriss has his podcast as well. I like to listen to a podcast called How I Built This. It's an NPR-sponsored podcast. It's a really good one, very interesting. There's tons more out there. And Marketing Secrets is the one by Russell Brunson, so that's a good one as well. Go check that out. Conferences, I actually went to Affiliate World in Bangkok last year, and I also went to their, their e-commerce version of it this past year, and it was really, really good, so definitely recommend that. There's some big conferences that happen all over the world. Traffic Conversions happens in San Diego, and ClickFunnels has one I think it was in Nashville or something like this last year. That's a really good one. There's a bunch of big expos out there, but the issue is when you go to really big expos that are kind of broad, sometimes it's less quality. So I like the smaller expos, the smaller conventions, because usually they get more quality people in there and it's a smaller industry. So you'll have a better time networking. So definitely look at the smaller expos conventions in your industry. As far as experts out there, you can get coaching from me, ecommerceparadise.com. You can get coaching from there's a bunch of other people that offer coaching. You just have to be mindful that they're actually finding success with what they're doing, because if you go and get coaching from somebody else and they may or may not be actually doing it themselves, they might just be teaching it now, then that's troublesome. But we actually have high ticket dropshipping stores and we're doing quite well with them, so you can get coaching from us if you want that. If you want to go to somebody like Russell Brunson and get coaching, I believe he charges somewhere up in the low five figures just for coaching, so can't really do that. But if you find someone in the direct marketing world, it's a little bit, just starting out and stuff like that, you might be able to get coaching for a few $100. And as far as Facebook groups, definitely go check out anything with the word e-commerce or dropshipping in it. But you want to be careful because a lot of people post some like random stuff in Facebook groups because there's a lot of beginners there that are just trying to figure things out. But it's still a great place to kind of network with people and get an idea of who's out there and stuff like that. All right, so now I'll move on to the section of how to learn better. So it's really key to take notes. We've already talked about that a little bit, but note-taking really helps you to refer back to those memories that you learned in the books or in the podcasts or the videos. So if you're driving, you can't take notes, that's fine. You can always pull up the notepad on your phone and hit the dictate button and speak a note into your phone. It actually works pretty well. Or obviously learn while you have a notepad available. What I really recommend doing though is organizing your notes in the same way you would have done if you were in school. So, having a notebook for a specific course, that's a really good idea.
organizing it by module and by lesson, that kind of thing. Makes it a lot easier to find your notes later on. Or doing the same thing on the internet. So using Google Drive, Google Docs, you can basically organize it like a filing cabinet and or like a notebook, and you can have a folder for each course, you know, and a folder for each module if you want to, and have a document for each lesson, that kind of thing. Organizing your notes is key to actually finding them later on, and then, you know, not just doing it that way, but also having a spreadsheet set up with links to all those notes. Spreadsheets are really great ways to quickly organize it in a table of contents format, so it's really easy to draw back to all your notes later. So consider doing that, but take notes. If you take notes, you'll learn better, you'll remember your stuff. The next way to do it is to reteach what you learn. So a great way to do that is just talk to your friends about it and discuss. You know, in college classes and stuff like that, they always had us sit in groups and discuss what we're learning after the lecture, that kind of a thing, or maybe a group project, that kind of thing. And because you're basically sort of doing this reteaching thing. You're sort of talking about it and you're helping your friends to understand it better that don't understand it, that kind of thing. So by reteaching, you learn better. And so finding a study group is a great thing to do. It's kind of the same sort of idea as having friends and networking with them. Because if you can all learn this sort of stuff together and help each other out, you'll all be reteaching each other in a sense. And you'll bring each other up as a group. So that's really good. And when you discuss things back and forth, it also kind of makes you happier and makes you more excited about learning it, which increases your positivity and will keep you going faster. Of course, when you do it, do it. When I was going to college and I was learning new marketing techniques and sales techniques, I'd actually be taking notes the whole time, and then I would go home and get on my website and, you know, implement those onto my sales pages and stuff like that. And it totally worked. It worked really, really good. And, you know, like little closing techniques and stuff like that. Little tiny details, you know, and all the little details matter. If you build your site up a little bit over time, you know, every single day, and add little tiny awesome sales techniques and marketing techniques to it, that's really good. And just remember, content is king. Don't try to think that like installing a Shopify app is going to magically make you start making more sales. It's the content that's going to magically get you more sales. So focus on the content, content marketing. That's the one to focus on. And then, at the end of the day, the more people you meet, the happier person you'll be. And so just focus on networking. And you'll learn a lot from people that are around you all the time. So guys, don't forget to pick up these books and read and just practice reading every single day. What I do is I usually try to cut out most of my entertainment. I throttle it down to like 5 minutes at a time if I really want to see what everybody else is doing on the social media. I don't cruise the feed too much, maybe like 5 posts at the most. And so the key here is that like once you kind of have this like limit set in your mind, like, oh, once I'm hit 5 posts down in my feed, I got to stop because now I'm wasting my time. Then all of a sudden you'll be able to think to yourself, oh yeah, I want to get back to learning. That's way more fun. And so you'll have that Kindle app and you can hit that Kindle app and open that up and just start reading a book just like you would a Facebook post. And it's way more beneficial to your life. You'll actually get somewhere way faster if you take all your time during your break, all your time, you know, before work, after work, whatever it happens to be in your life you have going on, and read these books, watch these videos, listen to the podcasts, watch the online courses and stuff like that, then you'll actually get somewhere in life. You just have to replace the sort of dopamine fix that you get from social media with a dopamine fix from educating yourself and exciting yourself about it. And then, you know, use social media to reteach people and to re-motivate and re-educate. And you know, get with people around you and try to, you know, get excited about it. But the problem, I want to forewarn you about this, is that the problem with trying to get around people too much, like for instance, friends that aren't really into what you're doing and talking to them about what you're doing, it's not going to be beneficial. So don't try to go talking to people that don't really care too much about it. If you can sense that somebody isn't really into it, stop talking and just ask them about themselves and then sort of just let it go and go find somebody else who's actually interested. There's a lot less people that are actually interested in this stuff than people that are. So just let it go and understand you're always going to have that sort of, you know, friend that you like because you want to go hiking with them or something like that and hang out, but they're not necessarily really into what you're doing. While they will probably be supportive just because they're your friend, it's not like, you know, you should talk to them all day about it. And you'll probably drive them nuts. It's just, you know, if like they want to talk to you about something that you're not into, it would drive you nuts too. So just keep that in mind when you're hanging out with friends. And same thing goes with family. If your family isn't into it, just don't involve them in the conversation. You know, have more conversations online with people that are into it. And, you know, writing people is fine, but talking with people is way, way, way more beneficial. So if you're going to have like a long text conversation with somebody, switch it to a phone conversation. Just ask them really quick, hey, can we hit the phone button really quick and just talk? Because, you know, I'm in a place I can talk. Are you in a place you can talk? Like, I would just rather talk this out, because like typing all day long is sort of, it just doesn't build the relationship as well as a phone conversation. And if you're really available for a video chat, that's the best way to build a relationship even more. So video chat with people as much as possible. It's just like having them there in person almost. All right, guys. Well, I hope this was really, really useful and helpful for you. But I just wanted to drive this home. Educate yourself every single day. If you educate yourself every single day, you're going to get somewhere. If you don't, you're not. It's just bottom line. So do you want this bad enough? Well, what do you want exactly? Maybe write that down and then look at that every single day and ask yourself, how badly do you want that? Do you want to be a millionaire? How badly do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want this car? Do you want that house? Do you want that vacation? Do you want that, you know, person in your life, whatever it happens to be? Do you want to have that experience? How badly do you want it? How much does it cost? And what are you willing to do to get the money to have that experience or get that? And then, you know, what are you going to do after that? After they have that one experience, what's the next experience? What's the next one? What's the next one? Always have something that drives you, because you need that driving factor to get yourself back into what it is that's going to educate you to get there. So that's key. And if you guys want to learn from me, you can. I do have a free product category list and niches list for high-ticket drop shipping. So check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And it comes with a free market research guide as well, so you can kind of get an idea on how to do the market research to figure out which niches are profitable to sell online. So go check that out, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. It just takes an email and a name, and you'll get it. You'll also get the opportunity to sign up for my mini course for free called Dropship Secrets. Get in there, because if you're a beginner, it'll basically outline this entire business model, kind of give you an ownership experience so you can understand what it's all about, owning one of these businesses and actually running one and making it profitable. And once you're done with that, highly recommend signing up for my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, so you can have a step-by-step way to actually build one of these businesses instead of kind of just shooting in the dark and figuring things out on your own and not really finding any success and getting burnt out. I actually provide a full master spreadsheet with systems, procedures built into it, lessons all along the way, with a launch checklist of about 50 items you need to do in order to launch, and then lessons on how to scale and outsource and eventually sell your business as well. So there's a lot of great things built into it. The actual course itself has over 15 modules and tons of lessons, hours of footage. Now, it's all footage that is of me actually doing the work. So like I was saying earlier, if you watch the course and you don't actually do the work, it's not really going to help you that much because it's just me showing you how to do the work. So you have to do the work as you do the course, and that's going to help you a lot. It's basically like do your homework in class kind of a thing. And then after class, you can do more of it and try to figure things out. And you know, the course also comes with the opportunity to get coaching directly from me, not just a team of coaches, but actually from me. And I've been doing this for 10 plus years, so I have lots of experience, and you know, I can guide you in the right direction if you need some direction. And then I also have a group coaching program, and check that out. If you sign up for the masterclass, you'll be you know, given the opportunity to sign up for that. And it's where I do monthly group calls, and you'll be able to actually get coaching from me for a lot less expensive, and you know, with a group of people, so you can ask them questions as well. So that's a good thing to do. And then if you're interested in getting this store built out for you, because maybe you have a high paying job, but you have no time, you have family, that kind of stuff, but you do want to get one of these location independent businesses, my team is building stores out for us, and we're also offering that same service to clients. So you can check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Because the way it works is that we build the entire website, we build the entire marketing channel out, we drive paid ads and everything. And by the time you take it over and own the business fully, it will already be making sales. And so that's the key. And then you can just take it and run with it with the training to scale it. So turnkey investments are great, because obviously it takes less time to get there, and you'll make your investment back faster. And it'll take, you know, a bit of money in the beginning, but then of course the websites, when they get to a certain level, they're worth quite a bit of money. I had a student who built a website in about 6 months and built it up to about, you know, mid five figures in sales per month. And then he was networking at a conference and met a guy who's doing e-commerce on a much higher level, who's also working with investors who are looking to buy e-commerce stores as assets. And he got lucky and they went ahead and bought his store from him for a mid five figure amount. And so he was able to exit his store after about 8 months or so. And while that's not usual, because he was doing a lot outside of his comfort zone to network and stuff like that, it is possible. And we even sold a couple of, three stores last year for a total of over $150,000. So these stores are worth quite a bit when you do get them going, and you can make quite a bit every single month as well. So I talk about that all on the sales page. If you want to learn more about this model and stuff like that, you can go check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. All right, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. Definitely go educate yourself every single day throughout the day as much as you can, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.